one of the key challenges for the city of Bangalore is its water management. The primary source of water for the city is from a river called Kaveri. That's 100 kilometers away. So that's a lot of energy and effort spent in moving water. If you don't have water in the river, if you don't get enough rains, if you don't have enough ground level water, you are out of luck. You can't manufacture water out of thin air. So in the city of Bangalore, we don't know where 33% of the water goes, because they don't appear in the meters, but they are pumped out from the water stations.
It should be measured, monitored, protected, and of course used safely and disposed of more safely. It's very important, and all the more the reason we cannot take any more water for granted.
So India has this smart cities mission where they're trying to upgrade about 100 cities within the country to global standards, to make them smart. We are looking at Internet of Things as a technology platform for enabling smart cities and a smarter campus.
IISc campus has been chosen as a prototype, right? Because we have everything here. We have hostel blocks, we have restaurants, we have housing quarters. It's basically a city within a city. So every data point is collected there so that anybody can access it from anywhere and utilize this.
And the biggest question is monitoring the network itself. How do you know that a device is on or off? Or how do you know if a moat is functioning the way it has to be? So network monitoring is a huge part of the deployment.
So we use Microsoft Azure cloud technology for collecting this data, hosting it and processing it in the cloud. One example could be an Android smartphone app which is subscribed to the Azure Event Hub that's listening for incidents of water quality in that particular neighborhood so that they are notified that they shouldn't be using that water.
We can extrapolate whatever we have done here into a larger city where the sensor nodes are connected to a router and then to Azure.
So the analytics that we run on Azure will ultimately give us the data to make sure that water is efficiently pumped to every building in the campus.
So India can protect its water resources and can manage its water resources very well. I'm very sure about it.